and in order to deconstruct itself, any form of social organization ought to deconstruct others. And as the danger is any form of power concentrated within any institution, we should deconcentrate power in deinstitutionalized individuals. And we shall make sure that the summit we have decided to climb offer us a view that at least equals the effort. And the most curated solitude, now surrounded by a new arrogant wilderness, suffocates. And we should absolutely not blame ourselves for surviving, we should only blame ourselves for living in luxury. Only after having set our expiration date, we can inspire new life to resume. And whether for preservants or vegans, the old class either oppresses or incites the fresh energy of its youth. And in the end, the one who can speak without being an hypocrite is the one who refuses all the credentials to be heard. And life itself should be the frame of our spiritual development and not vice versa. And cultural confusion may be only a sign that the civilization it represents is about to die. And life is relevant only until we can generate life, and especially without hindering it. And our human interest for human stories does not reconcile with any effort to engage with humans around us. And we ought to immerse ourselves in the nature of things rather than learning a few notions to how to speculate about them. And no matter what, any form of technological drive is a form of Nazi fetishism. And the uncanny is certainly around us if only we can make it part of our playful imagination. And any psychological syndrome can be shaken off if only we fully reconcile with our nature. And in the end, the most are only brave to display their terrible conformism. And if it can be questioned whether any form of ideological imposition is evil, it is most certainly sad. And like the weather authorities motivate or demotivate our action, with the only difference that they do it according to their own schemes. And real passionate love stops where a fanatic kind of idolatry begins. And we shouldn't be too active to try to be heroes, as history sooner or later will write us as villains. And only after a long period of constraint can an economy blossom and its culture take over all other cultures. And only with a foot in the wild can civilization pull itself back up. And if small creatures make us more gentle, big ones make us certainly more beastly. And if there is no honor in being a slave without rights, we can certainly grow common sense above our masters. And in the first place is the social regimentalization that prevents us to put root into our nature and be so much of a burden to it. And if we have to choose between depression bringing socialism or an aggression bringing fascism, we just simply ought to go for nature. And even the most refined intellectual property will generate a barking dog is better to stay away from. And only at war with conformism, culture can bring life to life. And the advantage of the island is to be able to conceive something that we can later export to the inland. And for as much as we are strict to assess our purity, our mad nature will set it on fire. And if we only can be in the landscape, all the commodities we need to colonize it will feel like a burden to get rid of. The real difference is not in the class or the race or the gender we belong to, but how at ease we can be with our nature. And as society obtains its basic rights, what is very popular with it becomes very bad, what is very unpopular, very good. And the scientific arrogance to be in control of the outside should be replaced with a spiritual retreat into our own selves. It is only by following our inner nature that we can intuitively orient ourselves in the outer nature and avoid extreme consequences. And only the boosting of our natural potential can be considered as work and not in the least the stealing of social credits. And as we know that we're going to die, there's nothing worse than wasting our time to know exactly when. And criminals can be easily detected as they always assume that others want to commit a crime. And the acceleration of time consumes time, and only the seconding of time makes it eternal. And rather than keeping afloat in the richest yachts, we ought to learn to navigate our own pirate-like drafts. And in our network society, reputation becomes too big of a thing to lose to speak out the truth. And rather than observing the flow of life, we became accustomed to escape its overflow. And any sort of ideology is a kind of human myopism that we ought to starkly stand against. And the most profound adventure is to expose our tiny self to the grandiousness of the cosmos. And no one should be ever jealous of a true poet, as all he wishes in the end is to be left naked in his own solitude. And reminiscences of our former freedom is all our concession to allow us to stay in our present state of slavery. And only without any preconception we can truly befriend the world and conceive our own self. And in truth, waiting for society to approve, we learn to disapprove on our own self. And by following the solar light within us, we can be sure to evolve even out of the most terrible stagnation. And manias towards ourselves is freedom, and manias towards others is total slavery. And we should be active taking the long journey suggested by our intuition rather than being hyperactive, repeating the same stretch imposed by the mainstream. And in different scales and proportions, we are all criminals and saints. And the more we manifest the unconventionality of our intuition, the more convention will retaliate against us. And the nature ought to be lived and cannot be kept only as the main entertainment of the bourgeois. And at first we can all enjoy flowers, but at last very few can enjoy their fruits. And seeing it from the distance, bureaucracy is a system set up to level the emergence of any natural independency. And the more we seal ourselves out of certain forces, the more the other forces will manage to attack us. And because we live under constant transformation, we ought to be ready to spontaneously adapt to the environment. And we can be sure that by wanting to damage others in the first place, we damage our own selves.